From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, leaders of the world's 20 richest countries are starting 2 days of meetings on a host of issues in Hamburg, Germany. British Prime Minister Theresa May.
We are going to play our full part in this G20 summit, and we will be discussing some very important topics. I'm very pleased that Chancellor Merkel has put up front on the agenda leaders sitting around the table and discussing counter-terrorism issues. And what I will be talking about is the need for us to deal with the financing of terrorism.
The gathering of powerful people has attracted thousands of protesters, including many who clashed with police Thursday, leaving dozens of them hurt. Protesters told reporters they have been camping out, waiting for President Trump's arrival. After the rousing welcome he got in Poland, Mr. Trump arrived in less friendly territory in Hamburg to face tough issues of trade and climate, as well as his face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. In his first public major speech in Europe, President Trump in Poland Thursday warned the values of the West are under attack. He also spoke about the ideologies that encourage terrorism.
We are confronted by another oppressive ideology, one that seeks to export terrorism and extremism all around the globe. America and Europe have suffered one terror attack after another. We're going to get it to stop.
Many people in Poland are supportive of Mr. Trump's proposed ban on immigration from some Muslim countries into the U.S. The migrant issue has been heightened in Europe as well, with many refugees arriving from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Africa. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump labeled North Korea's behavior a threat and promised to confront it. Earlier in the week, North Korea carried out a test launch of its first intercontinental ballistic missile, complete with a reentry vehicle that would allow it to be equipped with a nuclear warhead. U.S. military officials estimate the missile had a range of 5,500 kilometers, potentially putting parts of the northwestern United States within Pyongyang's reach. Egyptian officials say a suicide car bomber has attacked a military checkpoint in northern Sinai, killing 10 soldiers. There has been no claim of responsibility for Friday's blast. Egypt has been battling an Islamic State insurgency since 2013, when the military ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi after mass protests. Authorities say 28 inmates were killed in a fight between rival gangs in a state prison in the Mexican Pacific resort of Acapulco. Security officials were able to regain control of the prison late in the day. Street violence and gang shootings are on the rise in many big cities worldwide. One of the cities, Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, which sees an average of 15 gun battles a day. Innocent bystanders are often caught in the crossfire. We get more on this story from VOA's Zadika Hoke.
The latest app, known as OTT, short for Where There Is a Shootout in Portuguese, was developed by a group of volunteers. The app shows users where a shooting has occurred so they can avoid the area. It also sends alerts to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and other social media. The group says their alerts reach nearly 3 million people, almost half the population of Rio de Janeiro. Violent crime has risen by 11% in the first half of this year compared to the same period last year. More than 2,300 people were killed in the first 5 months of 2017. Details about shootouts, location, injuries, fatalities, and other vital information are sourced by users. The app also fills a statistical void, since the city does not compile data on shootouts. In order to avoid false alarms, both programs adhere to strict operating standards. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
It was fun. It was crazy, yeah. I didn't realize there'd be so many people running at the same time, so it was exciting.
Well, Friday's opening of the Bull Running Festival in northern Spain was not enjoyable for everyone. Two Americans and one Spaniard were gored Friday in the northern city of Pamplona. The Red Cross said a Spaniard suffered serious injuries, while hospital officials say two Americans hurt. Their injuries were not that serious. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.